After 8 years, the Attorney General says there may be a trial of the new century for the 9/11 mastermind and his accomplices.
They will be brought to New York to answer for their alleged crimes in a courthouse just blocks away from where the Twin Towers once stood.
At the Hall of Justice in Nuremberg, history's greatest trial nears its fateful close. Under the most elaborate security precautions, only official cars pass the heavily guarded street barricade.
So if there is a Nuremberg-like trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in federal court in Lower Manhattan, would you be someone watching the proceedings, retired New York firefighter Lee Ielpe?
No, I don't think so.
Now, why?
Well, I think the Attorney General has not thought this through at all. I feel that this is going to make a mockery of our judicial system. Having it in the United States, let alone New York City, is totally irresponsible in my eyes.
Now, you say Attorney General Holder hasn't thought this through, but you've been thinking about this since the day of 9/11, right?
Yes, I lost my son, Jonathan, 29 years old, married, New York City firefighter, doing what he loved to do. For me, and I think for the people of this city, the people of this country, this is going to reopen wounds of 8 years ago, not just for the family members, but for the hundreds of thousands of people who were affected that day, from people who left co-workers behind,
right,
people who lived and worked in the area.
Well, Lee, what do you say to this argument? Some say that the biggest triumph against the terrorists would be a trial in open criminal court in New York City, right near where the Twin Towers fell, that would be the best way to fight this idea that terrorism can affect our way of life.
No, I don't think so. I think bringing it back to the states and using our judicial system, which is the best in the world, but in this circumstance, these are terrorists, and they should be treated as such. And I think Guantanamo has enough transparency, and a military trial is the only way to handle these animals.
All right. Thank you, Lee Ielpe, a retired New York City firefighter who lost his 29-year-old son, Jonathan, on 9/11 in the attacks of September 11th. More on the search for justice and peace on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 16th. I'm Celeste Headlee here with John Hockenberry. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste. Coming up, are the Colts the team of destiny? The New England Patriots seem to think so. The difficult dynamics in the home when kids come back to stay. And how long can the Republicans keep the health care bill stalled? And have you cleared out the cobwebs in your wallet? The numbers say you might be spending more than you did over the summer. But first, everything you need to know this morning.
President Obama, speaking to students in Shanghai this morning during a town hall-style meeting, criticized internet censorship in China.
These freedoms of expression and worship, of access to information and political participation, we believe are universal rights.
The president is scheduled to meet with President Hu in Beijing this hour, where economic and trade issues are expected to be a priority. Here at home, as we've been talking about, the plan to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York City is drawing political fire. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani blasted the idea on Fox News.
He's asking for a trial in New York, and we're giving it to him. Since when are we in the business of granting the wishes of terrorists?
But Senator Pat Leahy told CBS's Face the Nation New York is the right venue for this trial.
If somebody murders Americans and they murder Americans in America, they ought to be prosecuted in America.
We'll have more on that story coming up.
General Motors will begin paying back its debt to the U.S. and Canadian governments earlier than expected. The company is expected to make a $1.2 billion payment at the end of the year. GM, given a boost by the Cash for Clunkers program, has till 2015 to pay the entire $6.7 billion debt. The end of the world epic 2012 took in $65 million over the weekend to finish on top of the box office. The remake of A Christmas Carol came in second, followed by The Men Who Stare at Goats. The markets were up on Friday and are expected to be up when the Wall Street gets underway in about 3.5 hours from now. As the self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind heads to trial in New York, we want you to think about this. Can Khalid Sheikh Mohammed get a fair trial? Does it matter? And what do you think? Should it be here or at Guantanamo Bay? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
After 8 years of delay, those allegedly responsible for the attacks of September the 11th will finally face justice. They will be brought to New York to answer for their alleged crimes in a courthouse just blocks away from where the Twin Towers once stood.
The announcement from U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder on Friday, saying that the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center will be closed, as President Obama promised during his campaign, and to render some legitimate judgment on the detainees being held there, as the U.S. Supreme Court has demanded. The man who calls himself the mastermind of the 9/11 terror attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, along with some accomplices, will be brought to federal court to face trial. What do New Yorkers think?
We want to give them the same kind of constitutional protections as the guy who was arrested here on Bleecker Street for dealing drugs. You want to give him that? I don't think so.
They should be here. They should be in New York, where the event occurred, and allow the citizens of New York to witness firsthand the administration of justice.
Certainly, the implications of a trial in Lower Manhattan of these suspects was on everyone's mind in New York over this weekend. Another set of suspected terrorists, we should remind you, currently detained at Guantanamo Bay, will be tried in military prisons. That announcement from Attorney General Holder on Friday. And joining us now to discuss these apparent two tracks of legal accountability for the Gitmo detainees are Dahlia Lithwick, senior editor at Slate. Good morning, Dahlia.
Good morning.
And Jonathan Haifetz is director of the National Security Project at NYU's Brennan Center for Justice. He represents a detainee whose legal status has not yet been addressed. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm at the ACLU.
You're at the ACLU? Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. We'll correct that for the next time around. Dahlia, let's, and both of you jump in, but how much of this, Dahlia Lithwick, is the Obama administration's particular style of dealing with the detainees, and how much of this is explicitly dictated by numerous Supreme Court rulings on what's going on down there?
This is, I think, very typical for the Obama administration. This is how they tend to problem solve. They've thought about this for going on a year now, and they're trying very, very hard to accommodate all the constituencies. I think they've made it very clear right from the beginning that the military tribunals weren't going to be quite enough. Then they had to really problem solve how are we going to bring these people stateside with massive public resistance. And they, I think, tried to cobble together a solution that in some sense gives a little bit of something to everybody, in some sense makes everybody very frustrated. But I think that the cornerstone piece of it, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is going to be tried in an open trial in a federal court, is emblematic of this Obama administration's attempt to try to fix and repair the worst excesses of the Guantanamo years, while still hopefully making sure that they have people who are not going to be let walk free on the street
right
when it's over.
Well, the question of a possible acquittal, that sort of looms in the background. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Jonathan Haifetz, what about the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed case particularly would qualify it for federal criminal court versus the other cases that were mentioned?
Well, I think this is a very important step that they're going to be trying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a federal court in New York. This demonstrates a faith in the federal criminal justice system to handle terrorism cases. This is where terrorism cases have always been brought, and this is where they should be brought. It's a way to mete out justice consistent with our constitutional values and our history.
And if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded more than 180 times, how much of his so-called confessional evidence could be used in open court? And if it's not admissible, then aren't we talking about classified documents and it's really a circus at that point?
Well, no evidence that's obtained through torture tactics such as waterboarding can be admitted in any federal court or in any court of any civilized nation that seeks to stand by basic values. That doesn't mean that there is not other evidence that was not obtained through other methods. But any trial that's going to be fair and recognizes anything else but a sham in the eyes of the world cannot use evidence that's derived from the modern equivalent of the rack and the screw.
So, Dahlia Lithwick, what are the alternatives then, and how does this case not become a complete reopening of the entire pre-9/11 espionage picture where what did they know and when did they know it kind of thing?
I think we have to credit the Attorney General. If he thought this was going to be a circus trial or a frame-up based on torture evidence, they wouldn't have brought these charges. They certainly wouldn't have brought them in New York. Holder was very careful to say in his statement he has other evidence that we haven't seen before. One other thing that's worth noting is that in December, in front of his military tribunal, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said, I want to plead guilty. So I think the assumption we're going to have a three-year circus trial is a little premature. I think this man wants to be martyred. I'm not sure that that we're even going to get to the point where we're talking about admitting torture evidence or top secret evidence. But I really do think we should take the Justice Department at their at faith when they say they have a very, very strong case against KSM that is not predicated on torture evidence or evidence that's going to jeopardize national security.
Jonathan Haifetz, do you think a guilty plea by KSM pretty much puts the circus trial off limits?
Well, I don't think it would be a circus trial even if KSM or the other defendants were to plead not guilty. There's an incredibly capable group of judges in the district court in New York who would handle this. It's one of the most, if not the most, sophisticated prosecutor's office and defense bar, and I think this case would be handled whether he pleads guilty or not. Now, certainly if he pleads guilty, it will be a shorter, much shorter proceeding, but there's also, of course, what the sentencing phase. But no matter what, the federal courts are more than capable of handling it and have been able to successfully handle so many terrorism cases, even in the last 7 years, while the military commission system, by contrast, has been an utter and complete failure.
You know, you were talking earlier about how this expresses a faith in the justice system, and this would be a question for you, Jonathan, is that many people, as we've been hearing all over the country, don't share that same faith. They feel as though a civilian trial has so much wiggle room in it that there's going to be some way for the defense attorneys to argue or procedural matters or again, the waterboarding issue that will allow the defendants to somehow wriggle away.
Well, I think you know, that may be based on a lot of the propaganda of the past 8 years that's really been kind of against our system of justice and our values, maybe a little bit too much television. Defense lawyers, as they always will, be able to make vigorous arguments, but it doesn't mean those arguments will succeed. And, you know, we've had this system around for more than 220 years. It's done us very well, and it was a disaster to abandon it, and it's a good thing to return to it.
Dahlia, very quickly before we go, no death penalty in New York. What's the implication of that? And finally, the military tribunals. So where does that leave the tribunals at this point?
It doesn't matter whether there's a death penalty in New York. They're going to seek the death penalty. This is a federal trial.
In
terms of the tribunals, it's an enormous problem. As former prosecutor for Guantanamo Mo Davis said presciently a week before, having two different tiers of justice depending on the quality of your evidence against the detainees is highly problematic. Mm.
All right. Dahlia Lithwick, senior editor at Slate, thanks for being with us. Jonathan Haifetz is director of the National Security Project at the ACLU, author, co-author of the book, The Guantanamo Lawyers. So, Jonathan, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And at 15 minutes after the hour, let's take a look at some of the headlines we're following this morning.
At the start of his state visit to China, President Obama has said the U.S. and China need not be adversaries. He said the world would benefit if the two countries cooperated. The president held a town hall meeting with young people in Shanghai. At one point, he was asked about the diversity of his own family, and here's his reply.
In my own family, I have a father who was from Kenya. I have a mother who was from Kansas in the Midwest of the United States. My sister is half Indonesian. She's married to a Chinese person from Canada.
The president's due to hold talks with China's leaders in Beijing shortly. He said those talks will focus on global economic recovery, the development of clean energy, and stopping the spread of nuclear weapons. Our partner, the BBC, has been getting reaction to the president's trip on the streets of the Chinese capital. This woman said the president was welcome in China.
I don't know him very much. I just know he is the president of America. And I think he is okay. Yes, I like him.
Back at home, as we've been talking about, the plan to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York City was a dominant story on Sunday's talk shows. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani blasted the idea, saying it was granting the wishes of terrorists. Senator Pat Leahy disagreed. He said if somebody murders Americans, they should be tried on American soil.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the U.S. would not send further civilian aid to Afghanistan unless the government of President Hamid Karzai proves itself to be more accountable. Coming up, things may not be rosy if you're in the news business, but things are blooming at Bloomberg News. Can Bloomberg News do anything wrong? More about that in a moment. You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.